We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Boston Bruins have one game left on their three-game road trip. They will be in Winnipeg tomorrow night to take on the Jets. Actually, they're in Winnipeg now, preparing for tomorrow night's game against the Jets. Patrice Bergeron of the Boston Bruins joins us on the line right now. Hey, Patrice, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Nice timing, huh? I asked you to come on the show in the aftermath of losing 7-4 last night, right?
I know, seriously.
Look, these things are going to happen from time to time, but even your coach last night said there were too many passengers, too many guys not as committed to the performance as he wanted to see. Did you agree with him?
Yeah, I think we were all kind of, you know, we didn't perform the way that we should be, and we didn't play and they deserved the game. You know, we got back in the game. With that being said, you can't just get down 4 or 5 or 1 and then expect to make a comeback every time. Obviously, it's not going to happen. So a lot of things last night, we're trying to get to step 3 before, you know, finishing step 1, meaning that, you know, simplifying our game and putting the pucks deep and you know, really grinding it out and building our game from the ground up. And we didn't do that last night, and we paid for it.
Prior to the last two games, you had a 19-game point streak going. As that streak is going on, are you guys aware of it? Like, hey, this has now been 11 straight games that we've gotten points, mostly wins along the way, a couple of, you know, shootout and overtime losses. But were you guys aware of what was going on?
In a way, yes, because, you know, obviously it's kind of media was reminding us of it, and we knew that things were going well. Obviously, when you're winning, you get in a rhythm and in a groove, and things are going well. So we somewhat knew. We didn't necessarily knew all along how many games it was, but we knew the whole month of February was a lot of fun. So we want to keep that going.
Patrice, during the course of your career here, you have been described by most as kind of a quiet leader. You lead more by example. But your teammates this year have described a Patrice Bergeron who's been more vocal, who's been more willing to say things both in the dressing room and on the bench. Has that been a conscious decision on your part to maybe change your leadership style a little bit?
I think that was it wasn't like overnight that I changed it. I think over the past few years, I've become more vocal, and it comes with experience and age, and you know, knowing that I've been through it, and wanted to share that that experience with the guys, and so I think as a leader, you always grow and you always learn, and that was just my way of I guess learning and finding ways to become a better leader. So, you know, I think we have even last year we have a younger dressing room, and I think for me it's important that I step up that way, where I need to be a little bit more vocal, and that's a role that I'm willing to take. And I'm obviously not alone in this. There's a lot of guys that are doing it, but it's been a lot of fun.
Now, one of the young guys on the team who has had a great season up until the most recent injury was David Pastrnak. Were you with him when he hurt his thumb? And if not, when did you hear about it?
No, I wasn't. I heard about it almost just a little bit before the press release was out. So I couldn't tell you anything more. I wasn't there.
How do you feel guys have stepped up since he's been down? Because I think one of the thoughts was, all right, your best goal scorer goes down, the team may have trouble scoring goals, and that really hasn't been the case.
Yeah, I mean, I think any time you're losing a big piece like Pasta, I think everyone kind of rallies and tries to, I guess, pick up the slack, if you will. And it's, I think that's what happened. You know, we realized that it was probably one of our biggest offensive threats, and we wanted to, I guess, take over and find ways to keep winning games. And I think we've done that, you know, even before in the past, earlier this year, in last year. We've had some pretty important injuries, and guys have stepped up and made a difference. So no different. You know, we'd love to have him in the lineup, but that being said, I think guys have done a great job of I guess picking up the slack and, you know, contributing and finding ways to win games.
We're talking to Boston Bruins alternate captain Patrice Bergeron. Last night, your line mate Brad Marchand reached the 30-goal plateau again. He's a guy with proven goal-scoring abilities. He's also got 55 assists this year, by the way. Now, outside of Boston, everybody thinks he's a jerk. Is he?
No, he's not. That's definitely the one misconception from that I hear a lot about Brad. And I mean, I guess I can understand people by some of the things that he's done, you know, on the ice. And, you know, he's an agitator and he wants to get under people's skin and kind of, you know, trying to find an edge on the ice. And he's a competitor. But that being said, you know, he's an amazing guy off the ice. And, you know, I've said that before, he's a family guy and a family man and a great friend and a great teammate. People love him. He's always the life of the party and that guy that we rely on to, I guess, light up the mood and put a smile on our faces and you know, get ourselves going. So he's definitely a big part of our team.
That video that the Bruins tweeted out during warm-up the other night of Marchand with his little daughter on the other side of the glass, that's going to ruin his whole image, Patrice.
I know, but I mean, that's him, though. You know, that's who he is. He is a family man, and he is, you know, like I said, a great friend and great dad and a great person. So, I mean, it's like I said, sometimes the players that are hated the most on the ice from opponents are usually the best guys and the best teammates, and Brad is obviously no different.
Another one of your teammates, David Backes, who, you know, earlier in his career was a 30-goal scorer, now is sort of transitioned roles a little bit. He seems to be one of those guys that's going to stick up for teammates and play that style. What have you made of his transition as a player?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's one of those guys that does so much for our team. You know, earlier we talked about leaders and vocal leaders. He's definitely one of those guys that is always going to share his experience. He's always going to have the right words, and the impact that he has off the ice is something that often goes unnoticed, obviously, because not everybody knows about it. But you know, for us as teammates, we definitely appreciate it. And on the ice, you know, he's doing his part, he's doing his job, and he's doing a lot of details that people don't see. You know, it doesn't rack up points on the score sheet, and people are going to, you know, point fingers at him for it. But if you look at everything that he does on the ice, and like you said, sticking up for his teammates and doing details and doing the right things and going hard and playing the body, and, you know, it makes a big difference. It's a big impact for us.
The Red Sox win the World Series. The Patriots win the Super Bowl. Does that put more pressure on you guys in your dressing room? Are you thinking, man, we got to kind of keep this going here?
I don't think it should be pressure. I think it's a great challenge. You know, Boston has been a successful sports town, as we know, over the last decade, and it's been so much fun to be a part of it. And obviously, you want to join the fun here, and you really see it as a challenge, and embrace it, and go on there, and just do us, you know, do what we do, and just take it a game at a time, a week at a time, and go from there.
Do you pay attention much, Patrice, to the other teams? Obviously, Red Sox and Patriots are in their off seasons, or I guess spring training for the Red Sox. But the Celtics, obviously, you guys, your seasons are pretty mirrored. Do you pay attention to that at all, or are you just all about hockey?
No, I keep track of the other sports and Boston sports, I should say. And it's been a lot of fun to obviously watch the Sox and the Pats this past year, and the Celtics are, you know, obviously a team that I try to keep up with the scores as well.
Do you guys think the Tampa Bay Lightning are beatable in the East?
Yes, I mean, if anyone's beatable. You know, it's one of those things where, and I mean, we've all been around for a while now in sports, and we know that you know, a playoff series is always about being in the moment and who plays his best hockey at that time. So it doesn't really matter what, you know, who you're facing. And obviously you have to respect every opponent. But that being said, you know, you can't just go out and go into a series and thinking that you can't beat them. Obviously, that's the last thing you want. And that's not the approach we're going to have, you know, and heading into the playoffs. So obviously, you know, we know Tampa is not our first round matchup. So we shouldn't even worry about Tampa right now.
Earlier in the season, during an interview, Brad Marchand made a comment about how, hey, maybe Charlie McAvoy has been late to a few things. Was that sort of a message to send, and how has that been received?
Well, I think that kind of got blew out of proportion a little bit. I think it's one of those things where it's never been an issue, you know, with Chucky. I think he's been doing great. There's things that, you know, there's always going to be a learning curve for any young guy coming in. And to be honest with you, we're pretty lucky to have some great young players. So same goes with Charlie. And he's been obviously an amazing addition to our team on and off the ice.
I know you enjoyed playing for Claude Julien, and you told me how much you enjoyed having him as your coach. But the fact of the matter is your offensive numbers have gone up dramatically under Bruce Cassidy. Has he changed the way you play the game a little bit?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm trying to play the same way. I think my offensive, I guess, abilities, if you want to call it that way, I think it's always been kind of there. And but obviously when you play with two great linemates, it's gonna help that way. So maybe, you know, Bruce is a little bit more, he wants us to create a little bit more and be a little bit more on the attack. But that being said, you know, I don't think Claude's ever taken that away from my game. You know, it's one of those things that's, it is what it is right now. And I have two great linemates and it is helping me putting up some great numbers. So, that's what I attribute it to. It's to playing with, and being part of a great line.
Now, you guys play in Winnipeg tomorrow. You're already there now, so you're lucky to get a whole day in Winnipeg. Okay. What is there to do? What's the best thing to do in Winnipeg?
I'm not sure, actually. I haven't stayed in Winnipeg that many times, to be honest, since they're out west. So, yeah, I'm not going to lie, it's not warm right now.
No.
We're back in Canada. It's not that warm, so we're probably going to take it easy today and try to. We're actually I'm at the rink right now. We haven't practiced today this afternoon, so we'll do that and get ready for a big game tomorrow. So we'll probably go for dinner tonight, a nice dinner, and that's it. Call it a day.
Final question before we let you go. After last night's game, since the start of the 2013 season, you and Brad Marchand have combined for 26 shorthanded goals. That's more shorthanded goals than five other teams in the NHL have had in that span. Why are you guys so effective man down?
That's a stat I wasn't aware. I don't know. I think pretty simple. I just give the puck to Brad and he does his thing and he goes through three guys and deeks them and scores. So it's usually pretty easy that way. No, I think we're trying to read each other well. We're trying not to, I guess, sell the farm, if you will, meaning that, you know, we're still trying to defend. You know, that's the priority. But if we do have a chance, we're definitely going to go and take it and see the hole. But I don't know why. I think our chemistry has been so good over the years that we read each other really well, and I think that helps us with a man down.
Patrice, congratulations on your own season so far and how the team has done. Good luck the rest of the way, and we really appreciate you taking a few minutes.
Thank you, guys. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Patrice.
Care. That is Patrice Bergeron, alternate captain for the Boston Bruins, joining us from Winnipeg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.